You are Locked On Braves, your daily podcast on the Atlanta Braves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, everybody. My name is Nubias Wilborn. The name on the marquee is Locked On Braves. Today is July 9th, 2018, and your Atlanta Braves. That's right, your Atlanta Braves. They are in a tie for first place after a 5-5 road trip on a 10-game, 10-day journey. So, you know, look, I know it's easy to say, well, you know, hey, look, they struggled against the good teams. Yo, they lost 3 out of 4 to the Milwaukee Brewers. You know, look, they had chances to win. They scored first in 3 out of those 4 games. They did win on Saturday. But, you know, you look at it, and there's probably some things you probably could take back. Bullpen struggles yet again. So, you know, on the show, we're going to talk about what are some of the Braves' options to get better, what are they going to do to try to improve, and kind of play this thing forward. And, two, we're also going to celebrate. Nah, I shouldn't say celebrate, but, you know, we're going to congratulate the 4 Atlanta Braves All-Stars. So, let's get right into it, right? All right, so you look at the record. All right, 50-39, they are in a tie with the Philadelphia Phillies, who are 49-38. The Braves have one more win. They have one less loss. So, you know, it's still early. But there are a lot of things the Braves have done well throughout this season, right? I mean, you look at Nick Markakis, who's one of those All-Stars. This guy has found ways to have one of the best seasons of his career, at least start to a season in his career. And it was so interesting hearing him be emotional. Now, he didn't really crack a smile. You know, obviously that's just not who he is. But you could tell there was some genuine emotion and genuine happiness about being an All-Star. You know, as his kids are getting older, as he's getting older, and seeing him become a guy who is now an All-Star after his 13th season. Adam Jones had that tweet congratulating him on becoming an All-Star. So, shout out to that dude for making the All-Star game and being one of those guys. Okay, cool. Then you have the second-year player, Ozzy Albies. I mean, what more can you say about this guy? This guy has 18 homers. That's 6th in the National League. And he leads the Braves. He has more than Freddie Freeman, who had 16. Freddie Freeman, of course, is also an All-Star. 3rd appearance. But let's get back to Albies. Guy leads the league in doubles. He's one of 3 Braves, including Markakis and Freeman, with over 100 hits. And this is a guy who, he's exciting. I mean, I don't know how he didn't get the start, but Baez beat him out, and that's going to be an interesting battle over the next few years between him and Baez for that second base position. As both those kids are young, they're going to continue to get better. The Cubs have a big fan base, and obviously so do the Atlanta Braves. So that's going to be an interesting thing to see how that goes out. Oh, and don't forget about Scooter Jeanette at second base, too. Now, Ozzy could play several positions. He could play shortstop, but I think the Braves like him at second. I think that's where he'll be, so we'll see how that goes. But, you know, you're going to look at a guy like him who he's going to be a 20, 30 home run type guy. And who would have thought that? I mean, this kid, I mean, geez, 5'7", 160 pounds, and yet he finds a way to power the ball out of the park on a very regular basis. Ozzy Albies is, quite frankly, one of the special players in this sport, and he has found ways, again, like I said, to be consistent, to be aggressive, to get the big hit when you need it, and more importantly, he has found a role as a defensive star. So, yeah, shout out to Ozzy Albies. You know, the coaches and managers around the league definitely thought highly of him and made sure he got in. So let's get to the starters, all right? So we got Nick Markakis, talked about him, 13th season. You know, one of a few guys who has over 2,000 hits and never been to an All-Star game. That changes now. Shout out to Nick for going to the All-Star game. And then, of course, Freddie Freeman. I mean, this whole thing, whatever the Braves are, it started to end to a Freddie Freeman. I think we all know that. I think we all can acknowledge that. I mean, this is a guy who has been so good for so long and now has a team that seems to be primed and ready to be competitive for the next few years as Freddie enters the prime of his career. At 28, he's under contract for the next few years. It could be a fun time in Atlanta with that guy being in position to do some special things. So, you know, you look at that, right? All right, cool. Then you got a pitcher, Mike Foltynewicz. 2.08 ERA, one of the top in baseball. And this is a guy who, he came into the season and you were looking at him like he didn't win his arbitration. You know, he was upset about not winning his arbitration. And he had just had a new son, his boy Jet. And he has decided that he's just going to be the best he could be. You know, record isn't great, but the ERA is there, the strikeouts are there, and he has been a big part as to why the Braves are what they are. So, again, you take that and you look at this All-Star thing and you look at the fact of how many Braves have made it, and you don't see very often teams with two starters, a guy like Ozzy Albies, as well as Mike Foltynewicz. So we're talking about Albies. Albies has 50 extra base hits on the season. Albies double tied him with Hank Aaron and Wally Burger for as the second quickest Brave to 50 extra base hits in the last 110 seasons. Aaron also has that record for over the last 110 seasons for the quickest 50 base extra base hits. He reached it by game 71. Ozzy did in the game 87. All right, let's get back to some more Ozzy. So you look at that, right? 50 extra base hits, that's third most prior to the All-Star break in franchise history. The club record is 53, of course, by Hank Aaron, 1959. Darrell Evans is the only other Braves hitter to reach 50 by the break with 51 in 1973. Ozzy is on pace for 93 extra base hits this year. The only other second baseman in the modern era to do that, Rogers Hornsby. He had 102 in 1922 and 94 in 1929 for the Chicago Cubs. You know, look, the franchise's modern era is 92 extra base hits. And that's Hank Aaron, 1959. And Ozzy Albies, he's getting hot again, man. He's hit in his last 16 of last 17 games, going 30 for 73 with a 4.11 average. It's funny because remember he had that little slow slump? Yeah, he bounced out of that pretty quickly because that's what the kid does. He is a special ball player, and I think he's going to be good for a long time to go. And another place where he's going to be good for a long time to go is here on Locked On Braves on the Locked On Sports Network. My name is Bias Woolborn, and my marquee, of course, is Locked On Braves. And today is July 9th, 2018. And, you know, I really want to thank each and every one of you guys for listening to the show. I mean, being a part of it, being actively engaged, giving the ratings on Twitter, on Facebook, and everywhere else. Subscribe to the show on iTunes so it can hit your box. You know, I'm really going to plan on having five of these a week for the rest of the season, getting into All-Star break, you know, getting my groove, learning how to do this, making sure the audio is where it needs to be, making sure I'm giving you guys what you need as listeners, as supporters. So, look, you know, I think by now we know what it is with the bullpen, right? We know that they are struggling. We know that they are, we know they need some issues. We know they have some major things going on. We know they have some things they need to fix. I mean, I think one of the positives, though, is A.J. Minter. Minter, he's converted all four of his save opportunities this season. He's the first Braves left-handed with multiple saves in a season since Johnny Venters had five in 2011. And the last rookie lefty with more than four saves in a season was Chris Sale. back in 2011. That's big. You know, Jesse Biddle has been a solid guy coming out that bullpen in long relief. And who would have thought we would have seen that? Winkler seems to kind of have it back. Dan Winkler seems to kind of have it back going. But there's been some issues with guys like Moreland, who is out with an injury. Guys like Sam Freeman. Is young Evan Phillips, is he going to be the guy? Or are the Braves going to have to go out and get some help? I'm assuming Alex Anthopoulos is going to go find a way to get some help in that bullpen. And, you know, maybe another veteran starter. If you're a Braves fan, do you look at Matt Harvey? I mean, obviously he's been an enemy of the state for a long time, but, you know, he's doing some good things with the Reds. And is it because Cincinnati isn't a party city, so he's kind of able to focus? Maybe Atlanta might be too much for him. I don't know, but I know one thing. If he could pitch, if his velocity's up, he could definitely add something to that starting rotation. And, you know, you need that one more guy. Because as much as we talk about the bullpen, you have to factor in the fact that, look, the starters got to go 6-7 innings. Because we've seen when the Braves starters go 6 innings or better, you know what happens? They win. There's no secret there. So part of it is, you know, those 5 and dives. Fulton Evans, I love him, but sometimes he goes 5 and dive. Sean Newcomb on Sunday did not have his best outing. You got to have guys getting 6 a night. You have to, because what happens is you burn out your bullpen and they're tired. So to get Monday off, then, of course, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll play the Toronto Blue Jays, get Thursday off, and then a weekend set against the Arizona Diamondbacks, who seem to kind of figured some things out. So, again, the road don't get any easier because the Braves, for the most part, have had a tough schedule. They played good teams. They've won. And they're in the mix. I mean, they're right there. But watch out for the Nationals. They've won a couple games. They're still one game under 500, and they're 5 games out right now. The Mets are way out of it, 35-51, 13.5 out, and the Miami Marlins are 37-55 and 14.5 out. But they've won a couple games lately. So the Phillies have been hot. And wouldn't it be interesting? Because, again, the Braves don't see them until pretty much towards the end of the year. Wouldn't it be interesting if the season comes down to the Philadelphia Phillies and Atlanta Braves, and that series will be up there in Philly, and that could be for all the marbles. Who would have thought that coming in? So we'll see what happens. There's going to be a lot more coming along. But again, like I said on Twitter, raise your hand if you had 4 Atlanta Braves going to the All-Star game. Go ahead. Raise your hand. Raise your hand if going in to game number 89, game number 89, you had the Braves at 50 wins. Oh, and in first place. Go ahead, raise your hand. Raise your hand if you have. Yeah, go ahead, raise your hand. Go on. Oh, right, no hands raised because nobody had that. Let's be real. At best, people were saying it's going to be a 500 club, and now you're looking at a team who can do some real damage, particularly in the postseason, because, hey, listen, yeah, the Brewers, they won 3 out of 4. They did that. There's no doubt in that. They did that. But are you really telling me that you don't think that the Braves could potentially beat them in a playoff series? If it's the Dodgers, do you think the Braves can beat the Dodgers? If it's the Cubs, could the Braves not beat the Cubs? I mean, it could be the Phillies. The Braves have played the Phillies very well this season. So, again, I mean, I don't see where it's this thing where the Braves can't win a playoff series against any team in the National League. And again, I'm not saying they're going to the World Series. I'm just saying that they have a chance against pretty much anybody they play. And another place we have a chance is here on Locked On Braves. Please go out and support us. Continue to, you know, hit the hashtags. Continue to at me on Twitter @WilnWilborn19. Holla at your boy. And on that note, we will be out. I'll see you at the ballpark this weekend.